This is 7AD. All right, let's talk to Devonport Mayor Alison Jarman. How are you going?
Pretty good, Darren. How are you?
All right. I know you're recovering from COVID. How did it affect you? Because it's going around.
It is. It certainly is. I just did my normal five-day quarantine. Probably the first 2 days was awful. Lots of body aches and pains.
Mm.
But other than that, I'm fine.
Very good.
Yeah, thank you.
Well done to the council and other councils across the northwest coast. Picked up some awards at the LGAT conference, the local government conference recently. Devonport got the award for the Living City Project, right?
Yeah, we got highly commended. There's two sets of awards, one for councils under 20,000 people or councils over 20,000 people. So they have smaller councils and larger councils not competing. So we took out the highly commended for the larger council award. Central Coast won the award for their Hive project, and we got it for Living City. And the Wynyard Warrantar got it for the smaller council award for their title, Tulip Festival, which is wonderful. So right around the state, all councils were up for it, and the Northwest Coast took it all out.
Yeah, we're kicking, you know what, very good.
Yeah, we are. It's all happening up this end.
Hey, you mentioned Tidal there. Now, the winner has been announced. Gee, $20,000 prize. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Sarah Maher won it. And look, I got to speak to Sarah after we announced the winner, and she was so touched. She said, literally, this means so much to me because it now makes me know that my next exhibit, I can actually frame my work.
Yeah.
I was really on the edge of not being able to afford much. So she was ecstatic. She was quite emotional. It was really lovely.
When I first looked at the painting, I thought, oh, it's very dark, which it is.
Yes.
And it's very sparse. But then the more you look at it, the more you see. It's one of those.
And that's what the judges said. And all three of them were on the same page with this. And yes, look, that's the whole point of why it's open to interpretation and open to different opinions. And that's why we have the wonderful People's Choice Award as well. So people can rock on down to the exhibit and have a look at the winner and have a look at the two highly commended. There's Anne Morrison's work and Sarah Rhodes' work as well. But also look at all the exhibit and choose their own, what their favourite is. And that artist then will win $1,000 from the votes.
Fantastic.
So get on down there and have a look yourself and make up your own mind.
Yep, indeed. That's Tidal and it's on at the Devonport Regional Gallery.
It is indeed.
Okay, so the walkway opening, I saw you on, in the paper last week standing on the walkway there. So what's the latest with that?
Almost there. So we're hoping it opens before Christmas is what we're aiming. Well, there's just been a little bit of hold up with materials and things. Able to be up there the other day. And the lookout from there is really remarkable. A lot of people have probably said, oh, it's a walkway to nowhere and all this thing, but it's really, until you get up there and have a look yourself, you won't realise how cool it is. Right before Christmas, it'll be open. That's what we're hoping for.
Fantastic. Look forward to that. And the park itself, do we have an official name for that yet or what?
No. So that's coming back to a workshop. So the new councillors felt a little bit uncomfortable with the fact that it was such a vital decision and such a momentous thing for them to decide on their first night. And it was a bit overwhelming. So we were very happy for them to say, look, we just want a bit more information to make sure we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
So we're bringing it back to a workshop. Then it will come to our meeting on the 19th and be decided. So we'll know next week, Darren.
Okay. Right. Now, just back to art. I got a press release headline, Devonport's first impression to get a public art makeover. So basically this might be things like murals and things like that around town, yeah?
It's more about markers, like welcoming signage to let people know they've arrived into Devonport. So there's different spots for these entrance markers. So there's one in Sprayton, for example, one on the highway as you're coming from La Trobe, right at the East Devonport end. So different spots that we've put out. I think there's five different places, one at the Don, for the artists to give us their impressions of what they think it looks like and how they could show that you've arrived into Devonport. Whether it's a theme that runs through all five different ones or whether they're different is up to the artists to put up their tenders. And they've certainly got the opportunity to ring into council and ask at the art gallery for more information so that they make sure they get their tenders right. But it's a really wonderful opportunity and we want Tasmanian artists to do this.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I like it. submit your expressions of interest by basically the end of February. So you've got a while to think about that.
And I think we've got an opportunity for them to actually have a Q&A with us at a forum about it so that they can really get some good feedback about really how does this look. It's a lot of money. It's about $1.5 million. It is federally funded for us. It is a grant that we received, two grants, I believe. So it is money that's going to be well spent and put back into the pockets of some of our local talented people.
Righto. Don Reserve walking track, that's still a work in progress?
It is. It's getting there. They've finished off the pathway kind of from the Don Memorial Hall down into under the overpass.
Yep.
But it's going to go up back through into up to Stony Rise,
right?
Up to Tuggera. And it'll be really interesting. And we're hoping to do some more work with that walk and perhaps get to the point where we might have a nature trail as well.
Beautiful. Looking forward to that. Yeah, it's a great spot.
Yeah.
Hey, did you happen to get to the fourth pub on the weekend, by the way, 150th?
No, I didn't, but my goodness me, a lot of people did. I think they had about 3,000 people there each night. What a wonderful way to set off a 150-year celebration for an iconic venue.
Yeah.
Trent and his team down there do such a great job. They've really reinvented the wheel at the pub, and I just hope it just goes from strength to strength.
Yeah. Before we finish, you wanted to mention Warren Squibb.
Oh, look, just rest in peace, Warren, an ex-councillor of ours, good cricketer, was an orchardist in Sprayton, a very well-known family, the Squibbs from that area. And he was a lovely man, very feisty, very good to debate with, and I always enjoyed his company, and it's just very sad.
Yeah. Well, nothing gets sadder than Hillcrest. It'll be 1 year since that tragedy this Friday. Council has spoken to all of the families and everything's been ticked off on what's going to happen, yeah?
Yes, and it's all been researched really well with our wonderful steering committee that we've worked with the families for the year and tried to do everything that they need. And the one thing the families did ask to do was not just commemorate the event on the day. So we're getting together the night before on the Thursday night.
Right.
The first event will be at Market Square at 5:30. It will be addressed by the Premier, and our Governor of Tasmania will be there as well. And, look, it's just for people to get together, to gather, to reflect, and if they'd like to bring a flower, not a whole bouquet, just one flower, that we've got a sculpture to lay tribute to the families and the children that we've lost. And then the church are putting on an event at 7 o'clock at night as well. I do believe the church have done a wonderful job and they're being open for quite a few days as well. And it'll lead right up until the Saturday for people to be able to put tributes onto the sculpture.
Mm.
So we hope that that just allows people to have somewhere to be together and to support each other. And there will be professionals at our event at Market Square. If people are a bit overwhelmed, we've got professionals there for them to go and talk to.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Hope to see you before Christmas anyway.
Absolutely, Darren. I just can't believe it's so close to coming. I can't believe Christmas is almost here. It's been such a busy year.
Have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
No, not really.
Buy local. Yeah, indeed. Very good message. Buy local, indeed. All right, Alison, thanks very much. Have a good day.
Thanks, Darren.